Morgo and Ez for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Triple M.
Righto, it is the race that starts the nation.
The Melbourne Cup, it's on this afternoon at Flemington. A lot of people go, we know that. A lot of people go to pubs, to bars, there's luncheons and all sorts of events even happening here in Bendigo for the Melbourne Cup
Sweeps.
Today. Have we got an office sweep? I was away yesterday.
I don't know. I'm not sure, but most do because it's such a big thing each year. There's so many horses in it.
I organised it last year. I remember the stress it gave me.
Yeah.
If you've organised your office sweep, you deserve a medal.
You do.
It's painful.
Or a chest to pin it on.
Yes, I didn't get either.
No, you didn't.
Oh, I've got it. Never mind. I've got a chest. The Melbourne Cup's on today, and I don't really know much about who's favourite or how many even horses there are. There's a lot, though, in the Melbourne Cup,
well,
isn't there?
Normally 24. You'd have to look this morning to see, and we'll hear in the news with Hannah where any have been scratched.
That I know is that I desperately want Magic Circle to win it.
It's Magic Circle, isn't it?
Yep.
Okay, I couldn't remember the name of the horse.
I'm desperate for this horse to win it, not because I've got money on it, but because its billionaire owner, Dr. Marwin Kukash, sorry if I've pronounced that wrong, he's made a pledge if his horse wins today. It sounds a bit like this.
Well, what will the celebrations be like if you happen to win?
No, don't say if, mate. When we win, right? When we win, Flemington would have never seen and unlikely to ever see a more colourful celebration or presentation of the cup. I will, and no one here is going to stop me, even with the threat of ban for life. I'm going to strip down to my G-strings, keep my tie and my shoes, and I'll get up and receive the trophy.
That will be a sight. I hope you win.
Mate, it's a good sight. I've been training. I've lost 25 kilos in training, hard for the last year. The last 6 months. So I look very desirable now. I don't look as bad as I did before. I think my wife will end up probably divorcing me. But listen, it's easier to find a new wife than win the Melbourne Cup.
He has
Seriously.
To win. So that's the owner of Magic Circle.
He's cuckoo.
Oh, I don't care. I can't wait to see it. And I really hope that I get to. His poor wife, though. He's happy for her to divorce him if he wins the cup. He reckons winning the cup is harder than finding a new wife. With the money that that man's got, he's probably right.
Well, he probably is, but he'd have to pay a little bit. Look, it is, for people who've got as much money as he has, they're the things they want to win, those big things.
Yeah,
you know.
He said there's two things in the world that he wants to win, the Melbourne Cup, and there's another race, the Chester Cup or some, Cheshire Cup or something like that.
Yeah, I'd be just happy to win a greyhound race out at Troy's Joint out at Lord's Raceway.
Might need a greyhound first.
Yeah, I need a greyhound. You're right. Hopefully there's one coming. But, I'd be happy with that. He's not.
But he's going to get down to his red G, leave his tie and shoes on, and do a dance.
Okay. What I want to say to you is that if Nick was that bloke, okay, and he decided to say, you know what, if my horse wins the Melbourne Cup, I'm going to do all that stuff, what would you say to Nick? Because the bit at the end was that he would give up his wife.
See, I wouldn't divorce him. I think it's quite funny.
Would you?
I'd say, good luck, son. You go and shake that rig.
But
Nick would never do it.
Nick doesn't even run around the house, dude. Or does he?
He does.